What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443. And we're going to take a phone call from Milton in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Milton. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Michael, thank you. In regard to that gentleman that asked about what we're going to do, I figure there's 500 people in Washington, D.C., controlling all the shit that we're getting, all right? And there's millions of us out here. What do you think?
Well, there's a very interesting animation on YouTube called The Tiny Dot that illustrates that very point. The problem is, the government has gone to great lengths to take those millions of people out here in the hinterland and turn us against each other, so that we can't unite together against the government. It's divide and conquer, and it's a very popular technique with tyrannies.
Okay, that's called the tiny dot?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to read that. Because, you know, I often refer back to what Madonna said when Trump became president. You know, they should nuke D.C. And I always say, when I hear this beef up with Russia and all, you know, I don't want a war. Nuke D.C., problem dissolved.
Well, I hope they don't nuke D.C. because there's a lot of really cool museums in there that I still want to see one day. And now that I'm back on the mainland here, I may make a point of finally getting to Washington, D.C. because I've never actually been there. I want to visit the National Archives and look at the original Declaration of Independence because one of my ancestors signed it. I want to go to the National Air and Space Museum because some stuff I worked on many years ago is now on display there, and I'm sure that's going to make me feel really, really old when stuff I worked on is in a museum. But seriously, the problem isn't the city, it's the people. And I know when Trump was first campaigning, I came up with the slogan, instead of draining the swamp, drone the swamp. It's probably cheaper.
And then, you know, like Justin, he made that comment. I could hear the frustration in his voice, too. You know, like he was saying about France with these people, 49 weeks of and nothing's changed. We're headed that way, especially if they get the guns. We'll be 49 years and nothing will change.
Yeah, we're definitely seeing the grab for the guns, and now unfortunately we're seeing a lot of Republicans who are coming on board that agenda.
So maybe front sight is a good deal. Get my drift?
Yeah.
Okay, Mike, we'll let you go, buddy. Thank you.
All right, have yourself a good evening. Thank you very much. And getting on back to the news here, we're still looking at the aftermath of John Bolton's firing. John Bolton is still saying it was his idea to quit. I don't think so. You know, his ultimate goal was war with Iran, and he hadn't accomplished it, so he wasn't going to walk away here. But Trump has parted ways with his hawkish national security advisor after 17 months, which included additional troops deployed to the Middle East, saw the U.S. repeatedly threaten military action against the Venezuelan government, and brought the country within minutes, literally minutes, of bombing Iran. And Bolton tried his best to draw the U.S. into a major war, and thankfully he failed. But I'm sure the people who support John Bolton and are behind him, if you will, have not given up. As one of our callers mentioned, there was that group, the Project for the New American Century, and they're still out there. They're under a new name. I can't remember what it is. It's something America, blah, blah, blah. But the agenda is still the same, for the United States to be the world's sole superpower. Now, back in the 1990s, when PNAC was at the height of its influence, the United States was the world's sole remaining superpower. But since then, the world has become multipolar again, and Russia and China are formidable foes that we should be very hesitant in tangling with, because they have more efficient weapons procurement, They're not spending trillions of dollars maintaining outposts all over the world. They built weapons that actually work. We get into a major world war, this country is going to lose here. Anyway, over in Moscow, Russia Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov is saying that the situation with Russian ties is not likely to improve even after Bolton's dismissal. That they're not really they're concerned. Who will replace Bolton? And is Trump going to stop being so capricious in his foreign policy? Now, over in Turkey, Erdogan is saying they cannot handle a new migrant wave from northern Syria, and saying that Ankara and Washington needed to establish a safe zone in the region as soon as possible. So this, of course, is another excuse to go on in and try and carve up another little piece of Syria. Okay, little article here. Netanyahu, of course, is desperate to win this next election. Right now, the polls are showing that he and Benny Gantz are tied to win the same number of seats in the Knesset, which means it would be entirely possible Netanyahu would not win re-election as prime minister. And that puts a lot of pressure on him because he's looking at these corruption charges. So he's out here talking tough. He's out here talking about annexing large sections of the West Bank. If he wins re-election, he's trying to get the voters to say, yeah, take away the land from those filthy Palestinians here. And he's talking about going after Hezbollah. But he risks triggering an unwinnable war to avoid losing the election. And this has happened before in Israeli history. Every Israeli prime minister understands that a military entanglement with Hezbollah is a dangerous wager, especially during an election campaign. Shimon Peres, who lost to Netanyahu in 1996, weeks after the former prime minister had incensed Israel's Palestinian minority by savagely attacking Lebanon in a futile bid to improve his military and electoral standing. Now, Netanyahu was campaigning in southern Israel and got interrupted with a bunch of Hamas rockets raining down, or at least that's what we're being told. Early reports said at least five Hamas rockets triggered inbound warning sirens in Ashkelon and Ashdod just as the prime minister was on a campaign tour through the region. They're claiming that a piece of shrapnel damaged one house. Because of the rocket firing, Israeli jets and tanks are striking Gaza. In fact, they're in the second day. And so they're just pounding away on Gaza because Netanyahu understands killing Palestinians is good politics in Israel. Now, here's where it gets a little twilight zone. Benny Gantz, who's the chief of the Israeli army during Israel's 2014 massacre in Gaza, is borrowing apartheid South Africa's talking points to boost his election campaign. Now, Gantz is the opposition hoping to unseat Benjamin Netanyahu later this month. And in a campaign attack on Prime Minister, Gantz declared that unlike Netanyahu, he would have allowed U.S. Congresswomen Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib to visit Israel and the occupied territories. Had they visited, Gantz claims, they would have seen with their own eyes that the best place to be an Arab in the Middle East is in Israel, and the second best place to be an Arab in the Middle East is the West Bank. And that is, it's right out of South Africa's playbook. Yes, we're apartheid, but things are so much better. The occupation is good for them. The apartheid is good for them. You know, if we weren't running their lives for them, oh, it just, you know, chaos would break out. Meanwhile, over in Palestine, Mahmoud Abbas has said that if Israel annexes any more Palestinian land, all agreements signed with Israel will end. They'll be declared null and void. And Abbas remarks are in response to Netanyahu's promise that if he wins re-election as prime minister, that he's going to start grabbing off huge chunks of the West Bank. And obviously Abbas, you know, had to respond to that. So we're looking here at World War BB, which is really what it's coming. Now, yesterday, Netanyahu claimed he'd identified a third secret nuclear site in Iran, where Iran allegedly conducted experiments to develop nuclear weapons. But golly gee whiz, they tore the building down, so nobody can go check to see if I'm telling the truth or not. Just take my word for it. And it was a major presentation, but no one seemed to take Netanyahu seriously. Even the Israeli press was amused by what they described as a desperate election stunt. His political rivals are mocking the prime minister, and a few hours after Netanyahu's press conference, his best ally, President Trump, expressed his wish to meet President Hassan Rouhani. And I think world leaders were getting kind of fed up with the Israeli prime minister, who threatens the entire region with his country's known nuclear arsenal, trying to play victim over Iran's nuclear enthusiasms. Anyway, following Netanyahu's lead, Israel's troll army is now promoting a new Netflix series starring Sacha Baron Cohen, and it's called simply The Spy. And they're trying to flood social media saying, oh, you got to watch this, you got to watch this, you got to watch this. At the same time, they're taking aim at HBO's Our Boys. Now, Our Boys dramatizes the events that occurred after three Israeli teenagers were kidnapped and murdered in the West Bank in June 2014, leading to the brutal killing of a Palestinian teenager by Israelis and ultimately the Gaza War of that summer. In a Facebook post, Netanyahu denounced the series as anti-Semitic and said it gives a bad and false name to Israel. And he's calling for people to boycott the show. So, by golly, I'm definitely going to be tuning into that one. China is out there vowing to crush the pro-democracy separatists. Hong Kong is warning against foreign influence. Basically, this has all been fanned up by that march of these demonstrators who begged U.S. President Trump to liberate Hong Kong from China, which Trump would be very dumb to do. But China is starting to wonder, is this really an organic grassroots demonstration, or is this the beginning of another U.S.-backed destabilization? And I think maybe the latter may be closer to the truth here. North Korea has now confirmed that they did, in fact, have a second test launch that was observed by Kim Jong-un. And apparently what they're testing is a super large multiple rocket launcher. Now, we've all seen pictures of the U.S. MLRS, the multiple launch rocket system. This is the same basic principle. It's a whole bunch of tubes with rockets in them, but it's a lot bigger with a much greater range. Now, to me, that is a defensive weapon. But a lot of people were saying, why are they launching these rockets at the same time they're approaching the United States about renewing talks? Well, it may be to try and gain concessions from the United States. We'll stop work on this particular weapons platform if you will do whatever. Okay. So getting on back to John Bolton and the Afghanistan peace plan, and apparently Trump's original intent was to roll out the peace plan today on the 9/11 anniversary from Camp David. And when you look at how many people have died in Afghanistan, how much money's been spent there, and right now negotiation is the only hope to avoid more needless American deaths. This thing has gone on now since 9/11, 18 years. Remember, before Iraq, Afghanistan got the blame for 9/11. And we went in and we wrecked the place, and then the U.S. government said, oh, we're sorry, it wasn't Afghanistan, it was Iraq. And they went in and they wrecked Iraq. And now they're saying, well, you know, it may have been Iran. It could have been Iran behind 9/11. Article here is saying that the majority of America's veterans have reached the point of doubting the legitimacy and the worth of all of these post 9/11 wars. And there have been so many of them. And so many people have been killed. So much money has been spent. Our nation has been bankrupted with all this military activity. And it's still not enough. The war hawks want a $1 trillion military. Okay. Another article here that the narrative that the U.S. economy is strong is incorrect. Trump is urging the Federal Reserve to lower U.S. interest rates to zero or less. That's an act of sheer desperation. Trump is also ordering a fight back against L.A.'s worsening homeless problem. You know, I do feel sorry for Donald Trump in one area. He's got nothing to work with. He was handed a bankrupted nation. That's why he's struggling so hard to find the money to build that border wall. He's got nothing to work with here. Anyway, Trump's Department of Homeland Security is preparing a plan to force companies to look for more U.S. workers instead of immigrant labor. I am 100% in favor of that. America first and Americans first. Now, the used car market is profiting from Carmageddon. For many Americans, new cars cost too much, even in this era of very, very low prices. I mean, because they can't move the cars. I mean, if you watch those TV commercials for the cars, if you actually had money, right now would be a great time to buy a new car. I mean, they're piling up on the lots all over Hawaii. We saw a storage lot near where we're staying here in Indiana. Just all these identical trucks lined up because they can't sell them. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Jim in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, two things. Number one, the Afghanistan thing.
Yes.
I'm sure you're aware that under the Taliban, the poppy fields were destroyed, and it was forbidden to grow poppy seeds. I'm sure you,
yes,
you know about that.
Yes.
Now, also, regarding that, the drought from the poppy seeds goes from Afghanistan through Turkey, where it is processed, and goes into Albania, which is actually an Islamic country, Albania, and from Albania in Europe, because it gets spread out to the European addicts. Now, it's interesting that...
Also the American addicts and the Russian addicts.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of the stuff in America, I think, comes through Mexico, but maybe it comes by way of the... Also, I don't know, but I know that the basically thing is Afghanistan, Turkey, Albania, Europe. But another thing, and under the Americans, it flourishes again. Only under the Taliban it goes away. And
yes.
In conjunction with that, during the Kosovo War, the United States sided with Albania and bombed horribly the Serbs, who were actually they were allied with the Russians against the Nazis during World War II, and they seemed to be a more likely ally. It's very suspicious that the Americans bombed the hell out of the Serbs and helped the Albanians. It seems to be something connected with that. I don't know, but it seems to be. Now, a second topic.
You know, if you look at politics throughout history, you can be allies at one point and at war with each other another. And again, look at the American Revolution. We were fighting a war with Great Britain, then we became friends with Great Britain. We fought a war in Vietnam. Now we're doing business with them. These things kind of change back and forth. Anyway, Jim, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. All right, do you want to hold over? I'll hold you over.
Yeah.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Jim in New York. The subject is Afghanistan. And Jim, you had something you wanted to add.
Right. Now, this is a second subject that deals with today with Guantanamo and 9/11.
Okay.
I heard two separate programs today. One was, have you heard of Bonnie Faulkner?
No.
No, she has a show. She originally had a show with this Warburg article by Whitney Webb. You heard about the article by Whitney Webb about Jeffrey Epstein and all that stuff?
Anyhow, yes, I've been hearing a lot about Whitney Webb.
Right, you got to read that article. The original website, a lot of people posted it, including National Bugle, but it was the original website is called Mint Press. Mint.
Yes. I link to them a lot.
Right. Anyhow, so but aside from that, Faulkner had a second interview today with somebody called Christopher Bowlin, B-O-W-L-Y-N, Christopher Bowlin.
And he yes, very well-known gentleman.
What?
Very well-known gentleman.
Okay, yeah. So he talked about Guantanamo, and he says that the Sheikh Mohammed, that all these, there's only 40 people there now. There are over almost 2,000 Americans there, and NPR had an article on this today. The United States spent billions, not millions, billions of dollars on Guantanamo for 40 people.
Yes,
including half a million dollars. They fly empty 737s with five people in back and forth, and all kinds of things, unbelievable things they do, keeping these tents air conditioned day and night with nobody in them, only 40 people around. Anyhow, one of the things that Bolin said is that he claims that the people being held there, for certain reasons, including some of them may not be even the people who the Americans claim they are being held there, and they could be brought very easily to America and dealt with, but it's an unbelievable boondoggle, okay? And he said something, maybe you could help me out with one thing, that what Christopher Bolin said. He wrote up a lot of things, and he mentioned that Larry Silverstein gained ownership of the Twin Towers because the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey was decommissioning a lot of property, including an airport upstate New York. Anyhow, so he said that Silverstein got the Twin Towers from the way being decommissioned. But he didn't really make a real connection there of where Silverstein got his money and what this might, you know, what kind of nefarious concepts might be involved. He didn't mention anything nefarious about it, but he threw it in, and it sounded nefarious. Maybe you know something about that.
I'm unaware of where Silverstein got his money, except that he had a lot of it, obviously. And there's definitely something spooky about him, because again, everybody thought he was out of his mind trying to get that lease on the World Trade Center, because it was going to bankrupt him. And then all of a sudden, the 9/11 happened. The buildings got knocked down. The taxpayers and the first responders cleaned up all that asbestos for him, and he started building the new World Trade Center.
Yep. Okay, yeah, it's going to be lit up tonight. They're lighting it up tonight with this light show. The new one, yeah. Okay, listen, I'm going to... Okay, bye.
Okay, goodbye. And the phone lines are now open. And let's see... All right. Apparently, the Fox News has obtained a letter from House Oversight Committee ranking member Jim Jordan, which is accusing Democratic staff of taking multiple secret trips into Mexico. And in one of the accusations in the letter, Jordan cites reports that Representative Veronica Escobar allegedly is coaching migrants on how to exploit federal immigration law loopholes. And again, I think that what the Democrats are going to do is they're planning on flooding this country with illegal immigrants, getting them registered to vote, telling them to vote Democrat, and they will get all kinds of free stuff. And that's how they're going to sweep the elections next year. And if Donald Trump does not take decisive action now, either to close that border and start deporting all these people, or to bring back voter ID laws, he's going to lose the White House. So, speaking of Donald Trump, he's out there tweeting again, saying incredible progress being made at the southern border. Number of undocumented immigrants staying in the U.S. is down 92%. Well, that's an impressive sounding number there, Don. The hard part is that really reliable figures are almost impossible to come up with these days. All right, we're going to take another break here for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happening?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as we were talking about before the commercial break, finding actual reliable figures on what's going on at the border is becoming increasingly difficult. And as we head deeper into the election season, obviously the Trump administration is going to want to sort of promote, if you will, polite word, its success at shutting the border down and getting the wall built. But is it really happening? And the sad truth is we can't really know. We really cannot know, short of going down there and taking a look for ourselves. It's really rather difficult. I mean, the only real numbers so far that I think are trustworthy are the ones that came out of that Harvard and Yale study on illegal immigration, and they said somewhere between 25 and 29 million illegal immigrants are already inside the United States of America. That's enough to swing the election. And I think that's what happened in California during the midterms last year, where California used to be solidly red, you know, hardcore Republican state, and all of a sudden three voting districts swung blue. And I think it's the immigrant vote that's doing it. Anyway, speaking of immigrants, pardon me, an illegal alien invited the Immigration Customs Enforcement to a community meeting to whine about U.S. immigration, at which point they arrested him, and he's now facing deportation. Talk about arrogance. Guy must have thought he was in a sanctuary city or something. Talk about goading the, or poking the dragon, if you will, tickling the dragon. That's the phrase I'm thinking about. The other day we were talking about the new iPhone 11, which was launched earlier this week along with some other products. And the reviews are kind of lukewarm. The new model remains more expensive than its competitors, despite Apple claiming a price drop, although the most grandiose iPhone 11 now punches the cash register at $1,400. Now, for somebody like me who paid $100 for his very first car, that's a little stiff. And a lot of people are making fun about the three cameras. And apparently, it is not going to support 5G. So that's going to really harm their sales over in China, which has gone pretty much all 5G at this particular point. Anyway. Okay. We are still in the last weeks of summer. There's more than a week of summer officially still left to go. Then we'll be in autumn. But snow is already falling in Utah, Wyoming, including Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks. So it's already shaping up to be another early and hard winter. And I can just already hear the global warming people out there saying, oh my goodness, don't you understand? Global warming causes snow and ice. That's another case of the official story remaining unchanged. Although in this case, that's not entirely accurate because there have been a couple of times in history where the claim has been reversed. And they say, we're on the verge of a new ice age. We're going into a new ice age. Well, quick, you know, burn some trees, get some carbon in the air. The other day, we reported on how Fukushima has now officially said they've run out of room. They've run out of storage tanks. They're going to have to dump 1 million tons of highly radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean. And they're out there just saying, it's not a problem. It's all going to dilute. It's all going to just go away. No, it really doesn't. You're going to contaminate the fish, and the fish are going to be just as contaminated over off the west coast of the United States as they are off the coast of Fukushima. And so, not surprisingly, critics are absolutely appalled at this announcement. But, of course, I can understand. What else are they going to do? They can't fix the problem. They absolutely cannot fix this problem. This is the world's worst nuclear disaster. It makes Chernobyl look pale in comparison, along with Three Mile Island. But they've literally run out of room, and things could possibly get much worse in the immediate future because they just got hit by a major typhoon, and it slammed Fukushima with a massive tidal surge. And I was looking at the aerial video of the floodwaters just pouring through the town of Fukushima, and they didn't have video of the power plant itself. But TEPCO is assuring us they have everything completely under control. But, I mean, if that site floods and there's any soil subsidence, you can see some of those tanks full of radioactive water tip over, rupture. Really is a horrible, horrible situation. Up in Canada, and this is the downside of universal health care, 41-year-old Sean Taggart was euthanized on Friday after the Canadian government cut funding for his in-home medical care. Now, Taggart suffered from amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, and he was killed by assisted suicide despite appealing to the Vancouver Coastal Health Patient Care Quality Department. And his illness prevented him from moving his body, eating, or speaking. His mental awareness was still fully intact. Now, he required 24-hour in-home health care. The Canadian government was providing 15 hours. And they literally killed this guy because they ran out of money. And apparently, under the Canadian system, you know, they're allowed to euthanize people they think for whatever reason. I'm sure they didn't say we ran out of money, so we killed this guy. Probably just saying, you know, beyond care, beyond rescue, beyond saving. But one of the reasons I'm against euthanasia and is, where does that authority lie? I mean, I can understand if somebody's in a horrible car accident and their EEG is flatlined and somebody has to make the call to say, pull the plug. But for somebody whose mind is still fully intact and working, and yes, the guy was in bad shape with the illness that he had, but he didn't want to die. I don't know why they're calling it assisted suicide, because clearly he didn't want to die. And the government came on in and said, nope, going to punch your ticket. There you go. All righty, so what a day this was. The anniversary of 9/11. And again, if you go back and you look at how often we're lied to by the government and the media, you come to understand that 9/11 is not unique. It's not a once-in-a-lifetime event. It is business as usual for the United States government, which has arrogated to itself the right to lie to you about everything, about the economy, about the unemployment numbers, about the success of the immigration actions down at the border. I'm in agreement with Xi Jinping. You can't trust anything the United States says. Along with everything else that's changed over the last 18 years, the United States has become very untrustworthy in the eyes of the rest of the world. You know, back in the past, back when, like, John F. Kennedy was killed or Robert Kennedy was killed, all of this stuff was hidden. We didn't understand that the government actually did stuff like this. Today, we know it's to be true. And again, anytime somebody comes back and says, oh, it couldn't possibly, our government could never do anything like that. Yeah, they have. They do it all the time. It's how they get your obedience. It's how they get your money. Oh, global warming is going to destroy the earth unless you pay a carbon tax and buy carbon credits, drive an electric vehicle. Which I'm okay with that last one, by the way. And it makes it very difficult for Americans, pardon me, to make the good choices they need to make, whether it's in their daily lives, discussions with people about what's going on in this country, and certainly at the ballot box. I mean, our current system flies in the face of Thomas Jefferson, who said the highest duty of every citizen is to keep themselves fully informed so they can make good choices. But how do we keep ourselves fully informed when we're literally surrounded by nothing but lies? Lies on the radio, lies on TV, lies in the newspaper, pardon me, lies in the magazines. And it's become very obvious, very callous. And the lies are not just serving the government's interests. They're now serving corporate interests. Corporations are allowed to lie to us, like about vaccine safety. And corporate social media is now acting as a watchdog, if you will. Pardon me just a second. Okay, much better. So So on that fateful day 18 years ago, the United States radically changed. Now, of course, the United States has always been changing ever since it was first created. But it's been slow, and there have only been a few moments that stuck out, like big mistake number one and big mistake number two. But 9/11 really did change this country. It brought us the USA Patriot Act, which was the first assault on the Bill of Rights. Anyway, we're going to take a phone call here now. Wally in New Brunswick. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Just want to correct something on your comment on the Canadian Medicare. Not the part about the euthanasia, although that, as far as I know, that is illegal in Canada. But if they can make a case that there was a patient, the patient agreed to or requested an assisted suicide, then the case would be dead in the water. They're home free on it. But now the other one is Canada itself does not have Medicare. We have 13 Medicares in Canada. Each province, by our constitution, is responsible for its own medical program. So what province was that fellow in?
Well, I've already pulled the article off the talking point, so I don't recall off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, whatever province it was, that would be the government that would have made the decision. Would not have been the government of Canada.
Okay. I stand corrected on that issue.
Okay. No, that's no problem. A lot of people don't realize that. The Americans are used to having, like it's one big American thing, or in Europe, Well, it's like in Europe, each state or each country in Europe, even though they're part of the Euro group, they have their own medical systems in each. So Canada, you look at Canada, we've got a confederation of 10 provinces and three territories, and each one has their own Medicare system.
Okay.
So, anyhow, just want to bring that up for you, and I thank you for being there for us.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you very much for that update. And, Canada, at least the last time I was there, was just this beautiful country with, very polite, friendly people. So, and, of course, this used to be a country that was full of, friendly people, and it was a beautiful country. And now you go to places like San Francisco and Los Angeles, or especially Chicago, where they'll shoot you as easily as looking at you.
I think the big reason is it's that thing that you cage a bunch of rats and they start fighting at each other.
Yes,
we still got a lot of elbow room here in Canada. We don't have these super cities, except for Toronto and Montreal and Vancouver. And they've got their problems. I mean, Toronto does have a gun issue. Not as big as, say, Chicago or anything like that, but they have their own situations there.
Okay.
So,
I think living in a city is not natural for humans. I think the rural farming spread out is really what's best for the human race. But of course, corporations and the government want us all herded into these giant human ranches called cities, because then it's easier to extract money from us and control us.
Yeah.
And that's really what these cities are, is they're giant human ranches.
Well, that's it exactly. It's more efficient, if you want a word for it. We can get the food to you and get your money out more efficiently this way.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, anyway.
Anyhow, so, I'll let you go, Michael, and have a good evening. And is your move all done yet?
No, we're halfway through it. We're staying with family in Indiana right now, and we're not going to be able to move into our new residence until October 1st.
But you are back on the mainland, though.
I am on the mainland right now.
Yeah, Yeah. Okay, that's good. Well, at least you, that way you've got a foot in the door.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, well, we're definitely here. And, you know, Indiana is definitely growing on me. And yeah. I saw some pelicans last night. I saw a hummingbird this morning. So it's amazing how much wildlife there is around here.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's we've got wildlife here in Canada, too. Unfortunately, it's down in the Bar District. But anyways, I'll let that one go. We'll talk to you later, sir.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we have to take a break for our commercials. And we'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program on this, the 18th anniversary of 9/11. Now, back in 1943, an American industrialist, Henning Webb Prentice Jr., wrote what was later called the Prentice Cycle, in which he described an 8-step cycle of civilization. And you've probably seen this before, but I'm going to go through it again here. And step 1 is from bondage to spiritual faith. Step two, spiritual faith to courage. Step three, courage to liberty. Step four, liberty to abundance. Step five, abundance to selfishness. Step six, selfishness to apathy. Step seven, apathy to dependency. Step eight, dependency back to bondage. He basically said this cycle applies to all civilizations, and right now it looks like the United States is firmly in step six, selfishness to apathy, and is ready to start falling through into apathy to dependency. And of course, the government is encouraging that. They want us dependent, because that way they can take us back to being their slaves, because dependency is slavery. We need to go back to being free. We definitely need to go back to being free. Be responsible for ourselves. Okay, PewDiePie made a recent donation to the ADL, $50,000. And basically, it's backfiring. It's being interpreted as a blackmail payment to the YouTube censors over at the Anti-Defamation League, that if I give you this money, you will not block my videos here. Which, yeah, I mean, it does seem like all of these social media companies are for sale. By the way, there was a story the other day that absolutely does confirm that companies are paying social media for favorable treatment in search engines and various other things like that. Alrighty, here's another little story about 9/11 that should have been on the list. It wasn't. Now remember, there's reason to suspect that the named hijackers weren't there, mostly because some of them were still alive after it was all over. But 19 of the hijackers supposedly came from Saudi Arabia, and apparently that this single U.S. consul employee stationed in Saudi Arabia issued visas to 12 of the 19 hijackers. And basically, pardon me, she made one of the biggest mistakes in American security history. Was she fired? No, she was promoted. This is Shayna Steinger, a consular official who issued the future 9/11 hijackers with 12 U.S. visas. Arrived at the U.S. consulate in Jeddah to start her first foreign service assignment. That was in 2000. So a lot of strange things going on. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to call it a day here. Please stay tuned for John Steadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here and at the website, share it with everybody that you know. Talk to them. Bring back the sneaker net. Use paper mail. I'm not even sure email can be trusted anymore in this cyber dictatorship that is evolving around us. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. They really need it. Please donate to What Really Happened. We really need it. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.